Morning, everybody. This morning, I wasn't real sure what to talk about. Didn't really have anything. Thought about it through the week some. Just not really had much to talk about. And I was just reading this morning. I always enjoy reading the Wisdom Sirach. I just really enjoy reading through that. And it's encouraging. And I was reading through here this morning. In the second chapter, chapter 2, first few verses here, just kind of stood out to me this morning, just kind of blessing. But says, "My son, if you draw near to serve the Lord, prepare your soul for temptation. Set your heart right and be steadfast, and do not strive anxiously in distress. Cleave to Him and do not fall away, that you may be honored at the end of your life. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and in exchange for humiliation, be patient, because gold is tested in the fire, and is acceptable men in the furnace of abasement. Believe in Him, and He will help you make your way straight, and hope in Him." And I just thought, just like I said, it just was encouraging to me, just reading those verses there. Just you know, God doesn't. Right there, you know, he says it's not going to be easy. I mean, you choose to follow Him, you're going to be tempted, and it's going to be, you're going to have trials. But I mean, if you just stick with Him and do what's right, I mean, it says you'll be honored in the end of your life. And it just kind of made me think too of last week, goes with the verses that Uncle David read in James. It says, "Consider it all joy when you endure various trials, for the testing of your faith and produces endurance." That kind of went with that. So it was kind of interesting. And then I read a quote this week too from, I don't remember who said it, but I read it somewhere. It said, I don't remember exactly, but it said, basically said, we shouldn't pray for easy lives. We should pray to be strong men. And that just kind of thinking about that, you know, how often whenever we're praying, we pray for things to go our way or pray for things to be easy. And when really we should just be praying for strength and wisdom to handle what God puts in our way. I mean, there's, you know, the saying, whatever don't kill you makes you stronger. I mean, God puts us through trials and things for a purpose, and that's to draw. For us to draw closer to Him and to learn from it and to hopefully be better for it. So I don't know. That's just, like I said, that's about all I had. Not much. I just kind of, something I was thinking about this morning. But somebody having a prayer request? Father, we just come for you this morning, God. Just want to thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for your goodness and mercy to us, and for each one that's here. And just ask you just bless our time together this morning, God. Just open our hearts and our ears to hear what you have to say. And just ask you to be with Marcus's as they're traveling, and give them traveling mercies. And just ask you to be with Liz's stepdad, just help him. And just once again, God, I want to thank you for all that you do for us, and just help us to be mindful of you and to live in a way that would be pleasing to you. And just we ask your name, just stand and pray. Amen.